Steveston Harbor Authority, Shaw, is trying to boot 3 companies and 11 ships off its property, claiming they were routinely overdue on rent and are not licensed to stay. Shaw started a BC Supreme Court lawsuit in 2022 against Ridge Fishing, Orca Spirit Adventures, Kuta Marine Adventures, 11 Ships and a Richmond man, Walter Cadwallader. According to the lawsuit, Cadwallader was issued licenses on behalf of Ridge Fishing to occupy a building, a storage locker and areas around 2 floats on its Trites Road premises in 2019 and 2020. Ships belonging to Ridge Fishing, Orca Spirit Adventures and Kuta Marine Adventures are stored on the premises, along with 2 ex-Coast Guard ships whose owners are unknown. The licenses expressly require payment be made monthly in advance and in full, said Shaw, and each license may be cancelled by either party with 30 days written notice. Shaw informed Cadwallader in February 2021 that Ridge Fishing's account was regularly in arrears, and asked for all invoices to be paid within 30 days, otherwise, Shaw would cancel the occupation licenses. 2 days later, Shaw acknowledged payment for some of the outstanding account for Ridge, but said there was still outstanding payment from as far back as November 2020. Furthermore, one of the ships was moved to an area that did not allow vessel storage. Shaw gave Cadwallader notice in July that it would terminate the license in 30 days and asked for all 11 ships to be removed by September 30, 2021. It also asked for payment of $13,712.95 for outstanding charges. All overdue amounts were finally repaid by the time Shaw filed the lawsuit. According to Shaw, Cadwallader and or Ridge Fishing were routinely overdue on payments for moorage of the ships and storage of the gear, and they only started to pay in a timely manner after Shaw issued the letter asking them to remove their ships. However, they continue to use the premises without valid licenses, said SHA. The ships and associated gear remain at the Shaw's property, and Cadwallader has informed the Shaw there is no intention of removing the ships and or associated gear from the Shaw's property, reads the lawsuit. Shaw argued the ships and the gear are trespassing on its property and they interfere with Shaw's ability to manage the harbor and issue moorage and storage licenses to active commercial fishing vessels. It asked the court to issue a permanent injunction to ban the ships and their gear from the premises and rule against the companies for trespass, nuisance and unjust enrichment. Companies deny liability. In response to Shaw's lawsuit, Ridge Fishing, Orca Spirit Adventures and Kuta Marine Adventures claim they performed their duties under the agreements and Shaw did not terminate or modify the agreements. Their ships have used moorage at the Steveston Harbor dating back as far as 1976, according to the company's response. They added they paid the invoices within a reasonable amount of time and Shaw agreed to extend the deadlines noted on the face of the invoices. They also denied having any control over the ex-Coast Guard ships and said Cadwallader was acting in his capacity as their employee and he never entered into agreements or contracts in his personal capacity. The companies claim they invested in improving the building and floats for the past several decades, including adding furnishings and renovating the bare, 2-story cinder brick building, and building a baiting hut on the floats. Ridge Fishing also claimed it improved the locker by adding permanent storage fixtures. According to the 3 companies, they were encouraged and allowed to develop their businesses at the harbor and invest in the building, storage locker and floats, and their businesses are dependent on the continued and uninterrupted access to the premises. Companies accuse Shaw of overcharging, contract breach. The 3 companies also filed a counterclaim against Shaw, claiming for amounts they allegedly overpaid due to invoicing issues from Shaw, and accusing Shaw of breaching an agreement by not making temporary storage available when renovating a building the companies have used since 1985. According to the counterclaim filed in March 2022, the 3 companies are also claiming for other amounts such as those they had paid but were allegedly not due to be paid according to their agreements with Shaw, as well as the value of the improvements made to the buildings and the floats. If they get removed from Steveston Harbor, said the companies, Shaw would get to enjoy improved buildings without juristic reason for such enrichment. The three companies sought an injunction order to prevent Shaw from removing their possessions, as well as damages. Shaw denied the existence of invoicing issues and that any improvements were made to the buildings in question. It argued it did not owe any amounts to the three companies and said Ridge Fishing, Orca Spirit Adventures and Kuta Marine Adventures do not have a valid license of occupation at the moment to store their gear on Shaw's property. None of the allegations have been proven in court. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.